Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Empowering Dietitians podcast, where each week I dive into a specific topic to help you feel more confident and connected to your work as a dietitian. This week, I'm chatting with my current dietetic intern, Kayla Abella. Kayla is currently completing her internship through Sodexo and is working with me for her community rotation. She is passionate about one day having her own business and podcast, so I wanted to give her a taste of that with her own mini two-part series on the show. Today, we're chatting together about her experience in the internship and her top tips for students and interns alike. And whether you're a seasoned RD or a student, I think you'll find her energy infectious and her insights inspiring. Enjoy. Welcome, Kayla.
Hello.
It's so exciting to be chatting with you. I'm so grateful that you're willing to experiment with podcasting with me today. Why don't you tell everyone listening who you are?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be on. I'm Kayla Abella. I'm a Sodexo dietetic intern. I'm in my second rotation. So first I started with clinical and now I'm in community with Jess. And I'm specializing in leadership as my rotation. So I'm looking to do more private practice, outpatient stuff. And I'm particularly interested in helping people with their kids, pediatric nutrition and wellness, and just helping people kind of figure out and navigate pediatric nutrition and wellness.
Amazing. I love to hear it. And I love seeing all of the different specialties that are coming out of the internships and with different interns and everything like that. So thank you for sharing that. And I want to start off today by asking you, what was the application process like? Because, you know, it's been a while since I've been through it. So it's more fresh in your mind. Tell me, what was that whole thing like?
It was a lot, definitely a lot. I remember I started super duper early because everybody told me that it was something you had to get on top of. So I think I began the application process probably the summer before I submitted it in January. So I probably began, I would say, May of before January.
You were super early.
Yeah, it was a long process. And I started just by making a lot of connections with my professors, talking to different people, volunteering with them. I actually worked with one of my professors as a research assistant. So that kind of helped me get in the loop with a lot of the different professors. I presented one of her research projects at this like event. So it was a lot about making connections in the beginning. Then I started getting more and more involved in school. I was part of the Montclair State Dietetics Organization. So I did a lot with their elective board. So I was the secretary for them for 2 years. I also worked as a legislator for them. So it was a lot of getting involved on campus. I was on the environmental club. I was their public relations manager.
Very nice.
So lots of getting involved. I was also a, we called it the commuter assistance program. It was a brand new program implemented at Montclair State where we were kind of like RAs, but for commuters.
Awesome.
It's kind of like, because dorm people, they always, like people who dorm are always able to have an RA as like their mentor and somebody who can help them if they ever have questions. So we were the RAs for commuters. So that was a really cool to be part of that launch of that program. It was a lot of just putting everything that I did in those 4 years, like every single thing, every volunteer trip I did, into a piece of paper. It was tricky. It was really challenging to kind of look back on everything and make sure that I got everything and make sure I was covering all my bases for what needed to be put in this application so I could be considered and like looked at professionally by this internship. So it was nerve-wracking, but I think in the long run, starting early was probably the best thing I could do because I was able to make any changes, or if I felt like something on Sodexo's application site showed that I needed to get this done, I had the time to get it done. So like if I needed to have extra hours in clinical or something like that, I was able to get that done, which was a big part of the application, was doing some hours as a dietary assistant. So
yes, absolutely. They like to see that at the very least, this is at least how it was framed for me 9 years ago, 9 years ago, I think, when I was applying, it was that they want to make sure that you're not going to like walk into a hospital and like faint or throw up when you see blood. Like they want to know that you at least have been in the environment, even if you're not doing much more than taking orders or kind of shadowing a little bit.
Yeah. And it definitely, it was helpful. As much as I'm not very much of a clinical person, it was not my forte. I was uncomfortable the whole time. When I went into my clinical rotation for this internship, I was 1,000% more prepared than I would have been. And I'm grateful for that, because although it was uncomfortable, I knew like the gist of ordering the meals and like what foods were offered, the different diets. So that was really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like we could spend probably like a whole episode on here of like what it takes to apply and how you make those connections and everything. But I know that there are a lot of different things that we really want to touch on today. So how do we shift from, okay, I'm making connections, I'm laying the foundation to have a strong application. How do you actually choose the internship that you want to apply to?
So there's so many things that I didn't realize go into it. So the biggest thing is location. Are you willing to relocate? Do you have the funds to relocate? It's a big like issue for the internship actually as a whole, is that a lot of the internships are like in an area that's not near your home. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, they're in like bigger cities and they're like closer to bigger cities. So it can be difficult for people who don't have the means to afford housing to relocate. So that was one of my biggest issues. I was like, I was considering a distance program because I just didn't think I would be able to relocate. I couldn't afford an apartment. I was going to be paying for an internship where I could not work for the whole year that I'm in it or however long. So that was my biggest thing that I had to look into. So first I decided, am I going to do distance or am I going to see if there's something nearby? So the only internships nearby were Montclair State. I think St. Mary's is another one, or
St. Elizabeth is they're relatively close.
Yeah, they're a little bit, they're in like Morristown. They're like close to me.
I looked into them, but at the time I was in the Philadelphia area. So to anyone not familiar, we're in the North Jersey area. So that's what we're referring to. And they were like, you can't afford to live in the Morristown area. So if you're not from here, you really can't do this internship.
Yeah, and it's a pricey internship. It comes with a requirement for the master's. So you're paying for a master's program and the dietetic internship, which it's a lot of money. It's a lot of time. I think it's 2 years also. That's the other thing we'll like transition into, that is the hours. Like, are you willing to spend 2 years of your life not working, doing this internship, or do you really want to get it done quickly? And I knew for me, I wanted something close to my home. I wanted something that I could get done pretty quickly because I just wanted to get out in the field. I loved undergrad, but it was something that I was just ready to go. Like, I was ready to start my career. And I also wanted to make the most of it. So you want to make sure that you're finding something that has a concentration that pertains to you and what you want to do in your career. So luckily I found Sodexo. So although there were ones in my area, none of them really piqued my interest. And a lot of them, I actually was taking an extra semester because I had switched my concentration for my major a few times.
Yep.
So I graduated in January. So I really, since I wanted to just get out there, I was looking for something that had a fall match, not just a spring match. So my options were very limited. And thank God I found Sodexo, because it was a match made in heaven. It really had everything I wanted. I had that kind of control over where I would go for my rotations, like a distance program, but it was also put together in case something went wrong. So I really like that about it. And it had different concentrations to choose from. And the leadership concentration was the most liberal. And it just allowed me to kind of piece together my own internship that really focused on private practice, wellness, and kind of transitions me really well into my career. So I felt like it was a good match for me.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. The hours. Yeah. Like, it really, like, I'm very lucky because I know a few people who got into their internship and they're not as happy, or they're feeling a little bit like worn out, but I feel great.
That's awesome. And I will say, if anyone out there is listening and they are in that space of like, you're not feeling great about your internship, just keep moving through, because it's still going to get you to be a dietitian in the long run. And I know plenty of people that didn't love their internships and they're practicing dietitians, and it's all behind them. So if we can ahead of time find something that is a great match for you, that's awesome. But at the end of the day, get it done.
Get it done. And it's honestly, it goes by much quicker than you think.
It does.
So if you're feeling a little bit worn out, like during clinical, I was really starting to feel worn out. It was like I blinked my eyes and I was already in community. So it'll go by. You'll become a dietitian. So just keep that eye on the prize.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I also got lucky because the hours, that was the other thing that I looked into, were very flexible because of COVID. So Sodexo actually went down from, I think it was like 1300 or 1400 hours to 1000 as the total requirement.
That's very common.
Yeah. A lot of the internships did that because of COVID. So that kind of helped me out with wanting to finish on time or a little bit early, which I'm finishing earlier than the other people in my internship. Cause I kind of double dipped on, or not double dip, but I like put two rotations at the same time and just did extra hours for that week. So instead of doing 32, I was doing 40 or 45 during clinical. So I was like, I'll power through as long as I can get out early and start this career.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's amazing. And any other tips for choosing the right internship or any considerations, or were those mostly the ones that you went through?
You could also, I spoke to a lot of different people who were in the internships I was interested in and just got reviews from them. So that was really helpful. And honestly, just figuring out if you want to do a master's or not, because that really will change the whole dynamic of the internship. It changes the time, the price, what you're doing, your workload. So those are absolutely definitely important. Absolutely.
And we're at a point now where, unfortunately, unless they decide to repeal their mandate that anyone starting an internship now is going to have a master's before they practice. And I wish that that's not the case. We'll see if we can get into that a little bit on this episode. We both have our opinions on it, but the state of it today, knowing that it is, there are going to be other like hybrid programs, or there are a bunch of different ways of getting your master's with the internship. So kind of just getting creative and seeing how you can get it done that way. Awesome. So you started the internship over this past year. You've been in the internship during the pandemic. What was that like?
It was weirdly okay with me. I found it like, I personally like being home. I'm an introvert. I really enjoy online learning. I think it's such a great resource for people who, especially I was thinking like people who can't leave home because they have kids, or if they have other obligations, like they have to work from home or they have to go to work, they might be able to do asynchronous stuff. So I thought that was really like a good resource that was brought up during this pandemic, like one little silver lining in it. But it definitely was a challenge because I feel like I had to do a lot of the learning on my own and kind of push myself to limits I haven't been able to before. So it was a lot of self-discipline, a lot of making sure that I was actually learning, because in undergrad, at least it was kind of like you could get away with not being fully engaged in some of the things, because I mean, it was, I had classes in undergrad that were about cooking brownies and stuff. So it's kind of like you can get away with not being fully engaged, but this is preparing me for the exam, for my career. So it's really, it's the end all be all. You really have to get into it. So that was kind of challenging for me. And we have like a one virtual meeting per month where we kind of go over different topics in nutrition, kind of give each other updates on where we are in our rotation. So that's really, really helpful for keeping us connected. So I appreciate that Sodexo does that, because I know some of the internships, they just aren't really talking as much. It's kind of emails. So this was a good aspect that they put into their internship. But I think of all, the fear and anxiety of going into clinical was probably the biggest problem for me, because I was really banking on them not making me go into the hospital in the very beginning when I was applying, because a lot of my friends, they were already in it because they graduated in the spring. So they did spring match before me. So they were like, oh, we're being sent home. We're doing it all virtual now. Like, and I was like, all right, that's good, because I was,
it sounds really comforting.
Yeah. I was like, all right, that's fine. And then as it got nearer, they were like, yeah, cases are going down. I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then I was like, wait, I gotta go.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, no, that's tough. And on the flip side, there's pros and cons to each of it. So I know dietitians that, or interns that went through their clinicals at the height of the pandemic, and they couldn't be in, and they're now feeling anxious about getting a job because they're like, well, wait, I was never working in a hospital. And all of those imposter feelings start to come up. So, and then on the other side, of course, just knowing that you have to go in, knowing that yes, cases are going down, but it's still an intimidating place to be. Like, clinical can feel very intimidating. And on top of that, we are still in a pandemic and there are still intense rotations. And so to navigate that, it's been a challenging year, no matter what, whether you had to go through clinical in person or not.
Yeah, it really has. And it was one of those things where my mom and we were talking about it a lot. We were like, what are we going to do? Like, when you get home, you got to change in the garage. Yeah. Like, I was like, I got to shower. And like, the biggest thing I was scared of is I have curly hair. And like, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to wash my hair every single day. Oh. I was like, it's going to fall out.
No, I'm... my friends and family make fun of me for being a hippie. And so I washed my hair and showered more during the pandemic because I was working in a supermarket for most of it than like I ever normally do. I was squeaky clean, but it's a lot to figure out. And it's a lot of like, I want to keep my family safe, but I also don't want to let like my anxieties get the better of me and, you know, get caught up in it. So it's a lot of staying mindful and just self-reflection and slowing down a bit too.
Definitely. I agree.
Yeah. And so how did you then kind of like manage everything? And, you know, you were feeling some anxieties about going in, you were presented with challenges that you never had with time management. How did it go? How were you able to make the most of it?
I definitely feel like getting into the swing of things, I would say around week two, I started feeling like this is my routine now. It's only 4 days a week because Sodexo, we only do 4 days a week. So I was like, okay, it's not that bad. I can do it. And I actually started making more connections and I became really, really close with the dietitians at the hospital. And they kind of slowly eased me in because I made everybody well aware. I was like, I'm not really comfortable here. Like, I'm nervous. I think the first day I showed up with like a face shield, an N95 with a cloth mask underneath it. I had a hairnet on and like the whole nine yards, and everybody else in the hospital was wearing one surgical mask. And
yeah.
So they knew I was nervous. And I think my preceptors had a lot of to do with me being comfortable and transitioning me into that setting. So I really appreciate everything they did for me. It was so like game changing because without them, I probably would have fallen apart.
Yeah. And that's so important. Like a huge shout out to the preceptors out there because there are some ones that are in it because they have to be. And then there are some absolutely amazing ones. So to all you dietitian preceptors out there, like, thank you for what you do.
Yes. Thank you.
That's amazing. And so you knew that going into clinical, it wasn't something that you thought that you really wanted to do. And you were nervous to be there. What was the clinical experience actually like for you?
I honestly think it was an amazing experience. I wasn't in my element. Like, even to the last day, I realized, like, this is just not for me. Mm-hmm. But throughout it, I feel like I was exposed to so many, like, eye-opening things that I feel like a better person going through that than if I didn't go through it. So I'm very happy that I did it. I would never not do it. Like, I wouldn't change a thing. But it's definitely not for me. But I think the other thing was working with such a wide variety of patients. I got to meet so many different faces and different people. And it really was like kind of heartwarming to get to know what the patients and talk to them. And it felt really good to educate them on different nutrition topics and just talk to them and get to know them. So that was good. So I think overall it was a really awesome experience. I learned way more than I ever did in my undergraduate. I came out of there and I was like, I feel like I could, because when I went in, I was like, I am not qualified to do this. I cannot tell people like what to eat. Like, I was like, this is so scary. And then after leaving, I feel like I could definitely do my private practice, start talking to patients and actually like make a difference. So Absolutely. It gave me a lot of confidence.
Absolutely. And that's an important thing, is that it doesn't have to be either or. It doesn't have to be like, okay, I know that I don't really want to work in clinical, and that was affirmed for you. It's not like the clinical changed your mind, and you still learned from it and still benefited from it. And I feel like I can relate too. I didn't really want to go into clinical. I had a pretty heavy clinical emphasis in my internship. It was the longest rotation. I think I recently said it was 8 months. It wasn't 8 months. I'm exaggerating in my old age. But it was like 6 months, I think, of clinical. Wow. Yeah, it was a lot. And I still enjoyed it. It wasn't something I wanted to do. And it wasn't something that I saw myself in, but I valued it. And I felt happy and grateful for it. So if you're out there going into an experience that you're like, this isn't the thing I want to do for the rest of my life, that's okay. You can still take something from it.
And make the most out of it too. Yeah. I think me going in with a negative attitude the first week was definitely why I felt as drained as I did the first week, because I went in like I was scared. I was anxious. I was a little bit angry that I had to be there. And then I was like, I kind of sat down with myself and I sat down with my boyfriend and we talked it out, because I was like, I had a breakdown moment, which I was warned would happen during the internship, actually. And I was like, this isn't for me. I don't want to be a dietitian. And he was like, wait a second. He was like, you've wanted to be a dietitian since you were in high school. Let's talk it out. And we kind of went back and forth. And he was like, why don't you go in thinking, this is, I'm a student, I'm learning, this is what I have to do to learn, take in as much as you can, absorb it. And I was like, you know what, that's right, I'm a student, I'm here to learn, let me absorb as much as I can and just be a sponge while I'm here. So
exactly, it doesn't have to be your forever job, and it doesn't have to be your ever job. You can go 100% into something else, and that's a really fantastic switch. And to be able to have that support, have someone in your corner who's willing to help you sit down and think through it when you hit that wall is huge.
It is.
So I want to end today with your tips, because everyone, whether they've been a dietitian for 30 years or they're just in their internship, you have something to share with us that you learned along the way and that has helped you. So you mentioned the mindset piece of it. That's huge. What else would you want to impart on other interns who might be listening, other students, or even other dietitians that are listening?
I think that making sure that all of your learning experiences, especially the internship, or even if you're doing continuing education credits, just making sure that it caters to what your goal is in life and your career is so important. Like, I think the best decision I made during this internship was making sure that my rotations reflected what I wanted to do. So I wanted to go into private practice. I found private practice dietitians that I could work with so I could really absorb what they do and kind of reflect that in my career. And I feel like it's been the most enriching part of this whole experience. So I think that's really important. And then just taking and keeping notes, making sure that you take down everything that you do in this internship. Like, I have a huge binder, probably weighs like 20 pounds from clinical, and I have it stored over there. I'm ready to go for when I have to study for this exam, or even just down the line, if I'm thinking about something, I have a client that goes through something that rings a bell, that something I went through in clinical or in another rotation, and I can just look it up. So just make sure you really take advantage of this education that you're being provided during this time.
Yep, absolutely. I was recently cleaning out my attic over the past weekend, and I finally threw away my Jean Inman review binder. I figured it was from 2013. Yeah. It was probably outdated enough. And I think I'm pretty safe to say I'm not taking the exam again, that I don't need it anymore. But I remember things from it. So even if you take all these notes and you don't wind up physically opening that binder again, the act of writing it down, the act of reviewing it during studying, you'll have like a picture of it of, wait, I know this. I can either refer back to it, or I can quickly Google something because I know that there's a connection here. So there's a powerful thing of writing things down and writing things down over and over and over again.
I agree. Muscle memory.
Yeah, absolutely. And any other last minute parting tips and suggestions for everyone listening?
Just have fun with it. Enjoy yourself. Keep doing what you're doing and keep your eye on the prize. Just keep going forward, because you're going to have a lot of challenges, especially during the internship, but you're always going to make it to your end goal as long as you persist.
Yep. Absolutely. Wiser words cannot be spoken. Well, Kayla, thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast. You are going to have your own solo episode next week airing. So everyone, if you liked Kayla's energy and what she has to say, she's going to be sharing some of her passions then. But in the meantime, is there anywhere where they can get in touch with you if they want to connect with you, ask you questions, learn more about what you're doing?
Yes, my Instagram is at NutriKay. That's NutriKay. And then my email is NutriKay1@gmail.com. If you ever have any questions or anything about internship or anything that I have with nutrition.
Amazing. Thank you again for being a guest.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Empowering Dietitians podcast. If you enjoy these episodes, it would mean the world to me if you could share it with your dietitian friends, and if you listen on Apple Music, leave a rating and review. This helps the podcast reach more dietitians so that we can really create a collective of dietitians who feel confident and connected both to their work and each other. You are not alone. And as always, if you're looking for that extra level of support, check out my Empowering Dietitians Supervision Services at www.empoweringdietitians.com/supervision.